Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show here for episode 58 of Court of Swords. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Just kind of, I don't know. So the origin, at least, Zeke, I don't think you had any intention of opening that door tonight, right? Until you were posed with the idea of opening it?
No, I definitely went down there. With not necessarily the intention of opening the door. I wanted to get more information out of the guy.
Yeah.
And then I hate to even put it like this, but like the call of fate.
Yeah.
Like said, like you were the chosen one to make this journey, to trek across this path of cards. And of course, in the back of my head, it was saying, this was all made for you. Like, this is all an illusion because they can see inside your head.
Right.
But to get all that way and not take that chance seemed like a waste. Seemed like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I feel like
no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I feel like it's an essence of a player, a PC in D&D to turn that door.
Yeah, in general, I was just gonna say it'd be like going through a bunch of rings that completely fuck up your character and not taking a drink from the fountain.
yeah, pretty much.
Hey, you know, it got rid of that whole pregnancy scare that Berg was gonna have to face. So,
yeah, I have a pretty good idea of what you were talking to, but I don't want to say it. One, because I'm probably wrong, and two, if I'm right, I don't want Zeke to know. But I think Max and Dan might also have similar ideas.
I feel like for anyone who is paying attention, and this is such a like a person who makes up stories thing to say, but I feel like all the clues are there. I feel like with the information that you have available on the screen for people who've been with the show a long time, you could probably put the pieces together to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Which is
watching that happen is really fun, right? Watching people in chat and I'm sure the Q&A thread's going to be awesome this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little scary. Yeah,
I do that. I purposely do that a little bit less. I'll find myself like thinking about stuff and, you know, sometimes I do just my mind wanders with it, but I kind of like when I get on that train, I'm like, I kind of don't want to know any extra information because it makes it easier to play Berg. Like that's a very conscious decision for me playing Berg because if I know all this stuff, it's just going to annoy me more.
Sure. Yeah,
because yeah. Berg can't really like vocalize any sort of like real like critical thought. You know what I mean? That of any like real importance in terms of like what everybody else can like analyze and submit to the group. So for me, I've kind of found over the shows that it's easier for me to just kind of like, oh, you guys are figuring something out. La, 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 la.
Yeah. So my idea for dipping the hammer in, I wanted you to do it when you first took the sip, but I felt like you were too worried about the fact that you just took a ton of damage. You wanted to get the fuck out of there to do that. And then we had people show up and help us in. And then someone actually last week on the Q&A thread said, hey, what happens if that hammer gets dipped in the water? And Adam responded something like, oh, no, I'd have to think about that. And I was like, all right, I'm doing it. Fuck it. We got to do it.
Yeah, I had to decide. I had to figure it out between – I think I would have come to the same conclusion if in the moment you had just been like, cool, we throw the hammer in. But, I've got some thoughts around the hammer and its connection to Berg and kind of what is – happened to it as a result of being in contact with Berg for so long, and now what's going on with it's dipping in the fake like halfway finished fountain.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like very deep universe stuff getting juggled, and I think it's cool seeing it all kind of collide in midair.
I think it was also it played into this idea that I'll probably keep pushing, that Utrecht's like pissed off Solly pretty bad with his arrogance. It's a from like a wizard to wizard type personality, because I think the wizards or the grand or great wizards that that Solly has known have always been like courteous, and they've always been like for, you know, for the betterment of their people, and this guy just seems like a fucking pompous asshole, right? So the entire time when he was like, well, Killia, it's like, I've already seen my death, you're not going to be the one to do it, like I was basically just saying go fuck yourself without saying that.
And then shortly it's like, oh, also we broke your precious fountain that you tried to make. And, sorry.
there were two outcomes there. One, we get a really cool hammer that's maybe better in some way for Berg, which helps him out. Or two, we fucking ruin this thing that I know he cares about because I ask him about it, and it's going to piss him off, but we might not make it out here alive to begin with. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out, but it, character-wise, it worked for me. And we got some potions, too. At least we have some of the original water. Maybe we can bargain with him. Maybe that's part of the experiment, is that the water was what was hard to create, not necessarily the fountain. I don't know. Something to think about.
We'll see.
Yeah. Danny leveled up. Our first character leveled up.
Yeah. Level 7.
You're rolling for your HP, so let's go ahead and do that now.
No, I'm taking the average.
You're rolling for your HP.
Yeah. Let me what is your HP? Just I'll update that now while we're talking.
It'll
about
be 6
it.
Plus 2, so an extra 8. So 53 total.
53. Okay, cool. I will add that and level it up. What are your spell choices? You said they were bad. Are level 4 cleric spells that bad?
Well, there's the spells I get are Banishment, Death Ward, Divination, Control Water, Freedom of Movement, Guardian of Faith, Locate Creature, Stone Shape. All of them are pretty situational except for Death Ward, which is it prevents someone from dying once, like Berg's Racial, where like you go to if you go to 0, you go to 1 instead.
That's kind of nice. You can just cast that on yourself. How long does that last?
Like 8 hours. Oh, so nice. I can cast it like really early. It's as good to cast it on someone, either myself or Berg or someone. Someone's going to die. So that way it just prevents it once.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, level 4, like, I mean, banishment is pretty cool. You can send someone to another plane of existence.
It's really strong against certain things, but yeah, it's very situational.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to pull up the list real quick.
Freedom of movement could be good. I think narratively, like, especially with the game where it is, divination means you can ask the tower like a single question.
It's a ritual, so
like divine power can answer you. Yeah,
that's
I just gotta have an offering, and then just I can just have little bits of info from Adam. You know.
Yeah, yeah. A short phrase, an omen, but a truthful response within about any goal, activity, or event within 7 days. It doesn't take into account circumstances that might change the outcome, but like, what would happen if? And the more you cast it, the more you cast it, what would happen if Calumet opened this door? but if you cast it more than twice between long rests, there's a chance you'll get a random reading. So like some other like false information might come through.
Open the door. It's perfectly safe.
So you get, as a cleric, I'm forgetting, you get access to all these, but you get to choose one per day. That's how it works out?
I get access to every spell, but I can only prepare a certain number of them, so I got to pick and choose which levels to
have
prepared and what.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, locate creatures pretty fucking cool. I don't know. They're all pretty situational, though. You're not going to wake up and have, like, a stock spell every day, except for probably Death Ward, like you were saying.
Yeah, if there's, like, a spell, like, I think will be really useful that day, I can prepare that one like ahead of time, but like some of these like stone shape, it's hard to like know like when that was going to be useful or not.
Yeah
situational stuff for sure.
What is Guardian?
I like the idea of divination, and he's like, what's gonna happen 6 days from now, and it's just like black.
Weird, I just can't see any further than that.
Further than like Wednesday at 2:30.
Wow, there's nothing in your future that day.
Well, that's like the whole Aztec calendar thing, right? Where they were like, people who discovered the calendar were like, wait, the Aztec calendar only goes to this date. Why? And the real reason is they just didn't bother to extend it because it was like thousands of years in the future.
Right.
But people discovering it were like, but wait, do they know a secret about the end of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, control water might be kind of fun. What if you use the fountain's water? We got a good. We got 6 potion vials of it.
Is it even water anymore, man? Gotta ask yourself these tough questions.
That actually might be the first thing we do. We didn't pick up the water when we started running. We just kind of said, like, oh, what do we do? Oh, God, get out of here.
Yeah. I liked how we thought, like, oh, fuck. We just, like, really polluted and completely screwed up his fountain, and then we turn. And then the fucking caretaker, Zeridas or whatever, that was his name, right? Zeridas?
Yeah.
Is just like shanked in the neck. Like,
yeah, being murdered by some shadow creature.
By some unicorns, shadow, yeah,
creature. Unicorns don't do well in this show. They don't They have a rough go of it.
Hey, you know what? If he's just sitting there bleeding out, we could bottle up some of his blood. That's got to be worth something, right? Unicorn blood? Make it. I'm just saying, you make the best.
Yeah, we can sustain ourselves if we drink
that. So I might be like, well, he's dead anyways.
I mean, we could feed him some of that water.
Oh, yeah. And Adam, I'm going to swap one of the cantrips I've never used even once with Toll the Dead.
Yeah, now you can do it. Nice.
Oh, that's right. You get to.
I got to say, like, spells, yeah. When you guys were dropping that hammer in the fountain and all that shit, like, started happening, like, the fountain breaks, and I'm just like, hey, some of the heat's off me now, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing, at least that I'm curious to see what happens, and Adam, feel free to cover any emotion, yes or no, et cetera, et cetera, when I say this, but I'm curious to see if you waking up in your bed is not the next day, but days prior, or days many days later, or like when you wake up. Not
yeah, what time, right? Exactly yeah. What timeline you're on. I was curious about that too.
Because when he's like, oh yeah, you wake up the next morning in your bed and you can't really remember anything that happened, I'm thinking, oh, well, that might be because he got put somewhere else in the time of places rather than the next day. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Scary thought.
Yeah. My intention there is that yeah, there is a bunch of stuff that happened, and Zeke, you can if you're interested in it, you can like make that a goal and be like, you know, learn what happened to me during this missing time. But there is a period of time that you do not remember, that it starts with opening the door and ends with you like waking up, and we'll figure out where that is when we figure out the kind of
starts with you opening the door. Ends with you laying on the floor.
That's right. Yeah.
And in the middle, something about doing the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really curious to see kind of how you guys respond, because things are going to be very chaotic for the next short period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny's Utrecht's going to say.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, Danny said your HP was 54, right? I just want to double check.
53.
Okay. I'm glad. Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of not upset, but I did want to extend the conversation with the Dragonborn chick, but I feel like you left like a very small window for that to occur, and I was just like, well, all right, she's gone. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you turtled up.
She's,
you went.
I mean, yeah, she's elusive, right? Like she's
right,
very much. Yeah.
I feel like that was at least very in character though. Like Sully didn't.
Yeah, no.
For sure. I have no reason to want to talk to her, and I was much more involved in kind of what like, I was doing.
Hey, water.
Yeah, yeah. It has been however long we've been traveling since I've like been in water. Probably several years.
That was probably like really nice and relaxing for Sully.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, I totally understand. Like, I see like stuff that you might like, and I like hoof it back to go get you. And show you this stuff, and then you see something I might like, and you go sleep underwater.
Yeah. I mean, what was I supposed to? Yeah, I don't know. It was a very selfish act. I agree.
But it's a very Sully act, though.
Well, it is. Yeah, that's the other thing. It was very
part of the thing that for me, like I've sort of learned to do as a game master is find out what the player characters like, what the characters want. And then give those things to the wrong people, or like lead the other characters to that, so that you end up with these triangles of like, well, now you are connected to this thing that I want, and it keeps the cohesion of the group together, right? Where it's like, you know, giving lore about Emperor Fae to like Sully Hoffa instead of Berg, and you know, like mixing and matching the characters' needs and desires with the other characters. Yeah, that's a trick that I use a lot to kind of keep the party like rotating around itself rather than spiraling off in different directions.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, apart from that, it was a fun episode. I thought the beginning was going to be more dire than it was, and now I really think the next episode's going to be dire. So we're going to see what happens with all that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really want to talk to Zeke about what he let loose, but I'm just going to let that happen. Where's
yeah.
Yeah. Zeke, I'd also stay away from the Q&A this week, without a doubt. Yeah.
I think people
would be really
good about it. I mean, it's up to you. It's not, it's the thing is, even if someone were to flat out say like what they think it is and get it right, there is so much required context for what that means in this setting that like, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. No, I was racking my brain to think like, I've been around for how many episodes now? Eight?
Seven or eight.
Yeah.
And I don't think I have enough lore to figure out what this is.
Yeah. Well, we haven't. It hasn't been in any of the episodes, really.
Well, and also in the back of my head, I'm wondering, like, is this the experiment in Nanawanted? Did we just fulfill that?
Well, that's the other thing, too. We didn't talk about this, but the experiment is one thing. We kind of fucking ruined Utrix's place from my point of view. So maybe Inanna's going to be like, good job.
No, that was my other thing. Like, maybe if the thing I released is powerful, he's also grateful?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. Anything else you guys want to bring up from the episode?
Not from the episode. I was going to say, quick shout out to everybody that keeps making really cool Court of Swords, like just content, whether it be art or music or anything like that. Earlier today, there was somebody that they made a video. I guess they're a harp player on YouTube.
Yeah.
Samantha something.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched Samantha, but that was awesome. It's very cool. So very good. Cool. It's like an original composition based on Court of Swords.
When I went back, I'm trying to find the tweet so we can call it out specifically. But when I went back to like review the last episode, I was listening to that and the episode at the same time. It was real good. It was like a real good stand-in like soundtrack. It was super
cool. Yeah, I got it. It was Samantha Ballard. She's Sammy Samantha Ballard. Antha with two A's. It's at SamiAmiAntha on Twitter.
But the song is Form from Chaos.
Yeah, we might have retweeted it on the role play account. If not, I'll make
super, sure. Super, super cool. Really awesome. I was thinking in my head, I'm like, what if she and Absent Minds teamed up and made something really cool? Oh my god. Dude.
Yeah.
Harp solo remix.
See that song from Absent Minds and Celebration of Death, I'm just gonna declare that that's like the theme song of Court of Swords. It's like it's one of my favorite songs right now. Especially when it starts playing, I'm just like, oh yeah, it's Court of Swords. It's great. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. It's good stuff. Dan, Zeke, Adam, anything else you guys wanna bring up?
I'm just, like always, I'm super excited to play again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
It was cool to talk to Utrix and like finally see him after hearing all this build up about him.
Yeah, I know the viewers finally are really excited about that too, as well as obviously us.
Yeah, but, for sure.
I love that. I love that. Just why shouldn't I kill you? That was great.
Like I could just fucking disintegrate your shit right now. Give me some excuses not to.
Yeah, that was.
Berks was literally like, my life is pain. Do it, motherfucker."
Yeah.
Just sitting there, like I imagine, like Rorschach, just like do it.
That's one of those ones where, like, I have to think as player Max. Okay, how would Berg respond, and how do we not have Berg die, and how do we have those two interline or align? And that made the most sense to me. Is like,
I love an easy kill.
Come on now.
It was very in character, right? Because you were just like. Like I said in the moment, I was like, I wish you fucking would. Like, just go ahead, man.
Pull the trigger. I hope you do.
That's so good. Yeah.
No, that was fun.
The whole episode was super, super good. I had a great time.
Cool. All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode. We'll be back next week with more on Tuesday. So we'll see you guys again. Thanks for watching. Thanks for supporting here on Patreon. And if you're watching this before January 19th, me and Adam are going to do a Q&A. We said at 1 o'clock Eastern. Is that right?
Yes.
1 o'clock Eastern. I'll be promoting that other places. I'll probably put up a Q&A thread a question post or whatever on Patreon tonight if you're watching this on the 16th. But yeah, that'll go up on Friday. So that's it. We'll see you next time. Let's all wave again. And
hey, everybody.
We're out. Bye-bye.
The other hand this time.